Welcome, one and all, to 2023 and also to Season 3, Episode 54 of Bad Voltage. How's everybody doing? How are you doing, Mr. Langridge, Mr. Beyonce Garcia?
That is the artist fallback, I will say.
I don't know why it's Beyonce, but it is. It always will be.
The question is whether we always remember to put the accent in.
It's true. So first of all, welcome to this brand new year. I think we're all kind of glad that 2022 is over.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we're starting this year with plague, because Mr. Garcia here is feeling a little bit under the weather today. So if he's not his usual self, that's why, right?
It is a bit grim, but I don't know that my usual self is all that high of a bar, so I think we're good.
Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to do predictions. So we were partially victorious last year with our predictions review, but this is a brand new year, and the world is probably more insane than it's ever been. So there's an opportunity for us to be more wrong than we've ever been in 2023. So why don't we start out with you, Mr. Langridge, as you won our predictions review.
I did.
For 2022. So why don't you start us out the gate? What do you think is going to happen?
Just before we start, there are a couple of things I wanted to mention, because we said in the last show that if people had predictions or thoughts, they should let us know, and a bunch of people did, and a couple I wanted to particularly mention. One of them was Matthew Wolster, Dot Waffle, of Lug Radio's past, among other things. He pointed out that Canonical have actually gone public, about potentially going public in 2023, in an article which I'll link to in the show notes, and reckons that we're all too cowardly to predict this. So we shall see. No revelations ahead of time about whether anyone's going to predict it or not. But
that is just outright baiting us.
Although, do note, all of our predictions are already written down. So if you can't change them now.
Can't change it out there. They are all written.
And the second, and we genuinely don't know each other's predictions as well.
Correct.
So,
The second one that I wanted to mention is Ryan McDonough, who, he gave a prediction where he said, okay, my prediction is this: Tesla won't create a laptop, Microsoft won't create a car, and Apple won't create a fish. But I think he's just taking the piss out of John.
Possibly.
I have to say, measly point or half a point or whatever it was for predicting that Tesla wouldn't make a phone has not gone over well with the audience.
No, it did not go over well. And I've been ritualistically mocked as well in the Bad Voltage community by people being photoshopping a picture of me in a hot dog outfit into multiple situations as well. So thank you, bastards, for doing that as well. So I appreciate that.
I remember that event.
Yes. All right. So anything else, or should we get cracking?
So my actual predictions, the first one isn't even a prediction at all, because I thought I'd do it, and then it turned out I was wrong to even think it was the case now, but I thought it was interesting, so I thought I'd tell you about it very briefly before we get on. My thought was I was going to predict that the amount that newspapers care about Twitter would go down dramatically over the course of the year, right, for various reasons. And so I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll write a little thing which grabs a whole bunch of pages from a whole bunch of different newspapers and counts how many times they mention Twitter and embed tweets and so on them. And then I'd just run that out of cron for the whole year. And then we'd have a graph at the end of that I could prove that I was right.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And so I that was quite an entertaining little project I thought of for myself. I spent half an hour lashing together a Python script to do it. And it turns out that, as far as I can tell, that's already happened. No one embeds tweets in news articles anymore. They've just stopped. So,
I mean, do we even know if that API still works?
Well, this is part of the thing. I did manage to find, I actually thought, that can't be right. And so I had to poke around a bit to find, and there are people who are embedding tweets and they do still work. Ones work, although the fact that Twitter in the last few days only have killed third part, or at least some third party API clients, suggests that things like that might go away. But so I didn't do that prediction, but I thought it was, I thought it might be interesting to mention because that's already happened. You've got a bunch of journalists going, what will we do without Twitter? And a bunch of other people saying posting things on Twitter is not journalism.
I mean, what are you measuring there, though? Is it newspapers care less about Twitter, or is that as less people use Twitter, there are less interesting tweets to link to?
Therefore, quite possibly so, yeah.
So, I mean, there could be a couple of different causes to that output.
Oh, totally. Yeah. But I thought it was interesting that I was going to have, I thought I'll have actual statistics for this, and the statistics are already basically zero, so they can't go any lower.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's entirely possible that this whole idea that everyone stopped doing journalism and just wrote articles with just embedded tweets in them and called that journalism was all made up in my head and was never the case, but it certainly isn't the case now. Anyway,
all right.
So for my actual first prediction, first of all, I'm going to tell a little story, which is the political humor subreddit.
It's quite amusing.
Is now requiring every comment to include the phrase "Greg Abbott is a little piss baby" or get deleted.
Is this an Onion prediction, or this is
They have done this already, right? This is not me predicting it. The political humor subreddit have done this. This is in response to Texas have this new law, HB 20, social media law, which allows, I quote, which allows the state's attorney general and average citizens to sue platforms with more than 50 million users any time they believe the platform removed a post due to the viewpoint it expresses. Okay? So the idea of the political humor subreddit doing this is that, obviously, Greg Abbott, who is the governor of Texas, he'll have to stop them doing that because it's discrimination, right? Banning people who don't put this comment in is clearly discrimination and pushing a viewpoint and so on. So Abbott will have to stop them doing that. And then, at least in theory, Ken Paxton, who is the Texas Attorney General, will need to file a lawsuit defending the rule that all comments must call the Texas governor a piss baby. Right? This is an absolute masterpiece, in my opinion. But none of that's a prediction. My prediction is this. This year, that HB 20 law will come up before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will uphold it as constitutional.
Will uphold it?
Yep. Even though flagrantly isn't.
I suspect we'll agree on that.
Prediction.
It's also specific and measurable, which goes there. It started off on a good foot. I was half going to guess your prediction was going to be it wouldn't matter because Twitter wouldn't have 50 million daily active users.
The thing which a bunch of people, so Mike Masnick at Tech Dirt has pointed out, that this whole 50 million users thing, and everyone thinks, oh yeah, Facebook and Twitter, but like Wikipedia's got more users than that.
Oh, wow.
Is this a door we want to open? But whatever.
I honestly thought your prediction was going to be the fact that Texas Governor Greg Abbott would actually be a little piss baby.
As usual for a Jono prediction, that's already happened. So my prediction is it will come up before the Supreme Court this year and it will be upheld as constitutional, even though it ridiculously isn't.
I could see it coming up this year. I could also see them not taking it.
So, I admit, I think that if I fail this, I'm more likely to fail it because it doesn't get on the table for discussion rather than that they say this is unconstitutional and strike it down. But, you know, got to be bold. So,
I'd be very surprised if this happens. Just can't foresee the Supreme Court enacting a law that in any way seems to control social media platforms, because none of that's happened previously and I can't see it happening now.
This would be them striking down a law which fights against the woke, you see. Right? They're not going to do that. Not the five we've got. You've got specifically.
Yeah, but I think
you think the five conservative Supreme Court justices are going to put themselves on the wrong side of a bunch of Fox News shouty people? Hell no.
No, I mean, the reason why I say that is because I think they're always going to fall back to free speech, and I don't think this is going to be enough of an issue for them to.
I mean, I think given the 9 current justices, their definition of free speech varies quite widely.
Massively, yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't think of them as being an overtly like completely right-wing court, just because there's been some, I think, there has been some cases where they've ruled against a typical conservative agenda. But there's no doubt that there's bias in the court. I'm not saying that there isn't. Of course there is.
There's my first prediction. Anyway.
It will be an interesting one to watch. Yep, like it.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. Good prediction. What's next?
The second one, global daily Twitter users. And there's going to be a certain amount of wiggle room here because getting hold of numbers is hard, but it's not impossible. Global daily Twitter users will drop a minimum of 10% by the end of the year.
So spirit of this prediction, because we always argue over that, is that Twitter is going to shrink.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Right. By a minimum of 10%.
Minimum 10% by the end of this year. Yes. I have not managed to find daily Twitter user counts. There are monthly Twitter user counts.
So Global Data claims the most recent quarter they tracked was 229 million.
2021? Well, what was that most recent quarter?
Q1 2022.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the last statistic that Twitter released.
So will they release it now that they're not public, I guess, is the question. Or will they massively redefine what daily active user means?
And so there is a whole bunch of arguing about this. This is going to be one of those
ones specific
and
measurable than your last one, I will say.
It is. But I can't find a way of specifically measuring Twitter will become a bunch less popular. This is the best I can come up with. But I think this is one of those spirit of the prediction things that if at the end of the year we all go, huh, yeah, that kind of happened, even if we haven't got numbers for it, then I can lobby for a third of the point.
Yeah, there is going to be an outright bun fight over this one in a year from now. But this is fascinating because I was just thinking about like what I think about this, and I can 100% see this going either way. I can completely see Twitter gaining less steam and reducing. But I can also see there's so much variability going on there right now that the opposite happens. So this will be fascinating to watch.
It will be fascinating to watch, especially given the one thing they've made clear is they want a new CEO and they want to do more product experimentation. And if they get a new CEO that's good at product experimentation, they might have way more users. So it could go either way.
Yeah.
So that's what's in there for.
I like it.
Third prediction.
Yeah, I like it.
A song that's claimed to be composed and performed entirely by AI will get in the charts.
Ooh, claimed is doing quite a bit of work there.
I have literally written in here there will be a bunch of arguing about whether it actually was composed and performed entirely by AI. But that's not for us to argue about. The rest of the world will be arguing about that. But I think it's also possible that someone will claim this after the song's already got in the charts rather than beforehand. Or they might claim it beforehand and then ride that wave of publicity.
So it could be a current artist who says, I didn't actually write the song. ChatGPT did it.
But it's got to be complete. But it's completely, it's ChatGPT, make me a pseudo, make me a song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely that. And then it gets
and the whole thing, it's whole not thing. Like bits of AI have been mixed together.
No.
Okay.
This is exactly the argument people we have where someone will say, this whole song was composed and performed entirely by AI. And they'll go, was it really? Or did you get AI to do you a baseline and AI to do you a rhythm line and then you glued them all together in Logic or what? You know, but this is the whole argument that people are going to have in like the music.
This is going to happen.
I could see this happening, and it will be like Weird Al Yankovic.
Right.
If Weird Al does it or someone like that, technically I'll get the point, but that's not the spirit of the prediction.
And it can't.
The spirit of the prediction is that it comes on like it's a real song. Someone isn't attempting to do this and get famous because they did an AI thing, and it's not a joke or a parody. It's a straight up, you wouldn't have known this wasn't a pop song, or whatever. But it turns out that it was all done by AI. Either you either knew beforehand or afterwards. But this is not a thing which is reliant on the fact that it was done by AI for getting in the charts, if that makes sense.
Yep. And what's interesting is that using Weird Al as an example, it's unlikely to be someone like Weird Al because him adding vocals, it's no longer entirely produced by AIs. It's probably more likely going to be someone like a Daft Punk or...
Oh, wait,
like
did you mean actually spoken by AI or the words were AI written?
I am prepared to allow someone backpedal a little bit. I'm prepared to let someone sing words that are written by AI over music performed by AI because computer voices are hard.
Yes.
Why don't we do this to make it interesting?
I get 2 points if it's a computer voice problem, but no one's cracked the computer voice problem as it is.
No.
If it's a completely AI song, completely, right? You get 2 points. If it is AI plus singing, you get 1 point.
Yeah,
I'm on board with that. Write it down, though, because we'll forget.
Write it down, because we'll forget it.
Yeah, but that's fair. To be honest with you, the idea of the fact that computers can't sing indistinguishably from humans hadn't even crossed my mind. And that would screw it up. If it sounds like, you know, Joshua.
This is almost certainly going to happen if for no other reason than just pure novelty, right?
Yeah, but this is the point. What I'm aiming for is that it doesn't get in the charts because of the novelty. The first one might do.
Yeah.
But that doesn't build towards a world in which all songs are like it, in the same way that not all songs are like, shut up your face.
I love how that's your reference.
I'm trying to think of a song which stands out and is unlike other songs. It's high on the list.
Also, the good news about that song is that it's in no way a stereotype of a entire nation.
that is actually quite terrible, isn't it? I wish I'd pick the example now. Right,
shut up in your face. By the way, shut up in your face, show title.
Actually, I should do that, yes. Put a note in the document. Right, okay, and then 2 very quick bonuses. The first one is someone buys Netflix, probably Disney.
You just stole one of my main predictions.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry.
agree.
Okay, it was a bonus. And then the second one is, which isn't really a bonus, and I'm going to get jeering from YouTube, but I'm predicting again, but this year only as a bonus, Apple will either allow sideloading or allow third-party browser options on iOS. It's a bonus!
I don't think it will happen again.
I don't think it will happen.
It's happening this year. Telling you boys.
You told us last year.
I did. And I was nearly right this year. I'm going to be. That's why it's only a bonus.
Nearly right?
People are welcome to go back and listen to the last show to see who was nearly right about their predictions. So shut up.
The nearliest right of all. Maybe that could be a show title.
I don't think nearly is a word. Okay. Anyway.
I don't think it is. Yeah.
So those are mine.
Your predictions.
Yeah, solid.
Reasonably bold. Yep. One of them's in no way measurable, so we'll have a fight about it. That's part of the fun.
You're not wrong. It's been hard to come up with things this year because a lot of the what's going on in tech is just kind of depressing, you know. But hopefully the two of you have brighter and breezier things to suggest that 2023 will be composed of.
Typhoid Garcia, do you want to?
Yours overlaps with mine on a couple axes, so here we go. My first one is TikTok gets banned in the USA.
Oh, I was thinking about this one, too.
I wondered about this, and I was too chicken.
I was too chicken as well.
What's going to be more interesting is if Be Real gets banned in the USA.
So do both of you think this is possible?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, I think it's going to happen.
Really? Who's going to ban it?
That's a good question. I don't know if it will be presidential order, Congress. It is the question. But I think there is enough momentum and a desire to get back at tech for reasons that are opaque to me.
Can Congress ban it by themselves? I didn't think they could, so I couldn't think of who would actually do this.
That's my thinking as well. It's like, how do you legally enact that?
Well, the same way like gambling websites are banned, right? It's possible.
I guess you're right.
But that was at the state level, so now I wonder if individual states will ban TikTok. I don't know how that's enforceable, though.
Now I need to listen back to whether you said in the USA, at which point you'll go, Hawaii's in the USA, dude. It counts.
I did. So the initial spirit was in the USA at the federal level, but right. I will now be quabbling for 1/50th of a point when Hawaii does it. That is a thing I can foresee.
Puerto Rico bans TikTok.
Yeah. Conveniently, you do get 1/50th of a point per state that bans it. So that works out quite well. Oh man, Washington,
actually, that's a good idea. For every state that bans it, you get 1/50th of a point.
Done. And federally, and if it's federal, you get the whole 2 points. All right, so that one's good. At least one traditional financial institution will have taken on substantial crypto risk that wasn't fully disclosed, and there will be a major ramification because of it.
So, FTX style.
But
reckoning.
A traditional financial institution.
But a traditional like a Wells Fargo.
Correct.
Or
yeah,
a,
yeah. Right. Could be like a Goldman, could be a bank, could be. But it will be someone that most people have heard of, not some tiny hedge fund.
What does big ramifications look like?
So either a large lawsuit, an SEC violation that results in punitive damages, a high-profile person, CEO, CFO getting fired. Like
right.
Something
okay.
quite large, not just it happened
okay.
in the news.
That seems...
Because I think it will be large, like billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, not $100 million.
This is a bit Jono-ish in that I'm sure it's already happened. They just haven't been found out yet. But that is the point of your prediction.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened to a... You know, three arrows doesn't count. Like, crypto hedge funds, not applicable.
Yeah. So what we're suggesting here is that banks have already fucked around and now they're about to be found out.
At least one is about to be found out. Yes.
Fuck around, find out. It's arguably one of my favorite things on the internet is whenever I say that.
All right, next up, and stole my thunder, Netflix will get acquired, possibly by Disney.
About this when Langridge made his prediction here. So why do you guys think that this is going to happen? And also, for bonus points, who do you think might acquire Disney?
So we both might acquire Disney?
Well,
isn't that what you said?
No, Disney will buy Netflix.
Correct.
Oh, sorry.
Nobody's going to buy Disney. Buy Disney?
Right.
I don't think anyone's got the money.
So the reason I think
Saudi
that they got
Aramco
acquired.
I misheard you. Yeah. Okay. Buy Netflix.
Curious why you thought so, Ack, but my reasoning was for a very long time, they were valued like a tech company. I think it's become clear they are a media company whose valuations are just wildly different by nature. And it will not be sustainable to compete at the level that the amount of money they need to spend on content is astronomical. And once they crack down on password sharing, like their next huge amount of revenue is going to be a challenge. So someone will potentially, especially if the recession hits hard, someone will try to make a cheap acquisition of a company that's doing, you know, solid work.
Yeah. And approximately that, really. Once they start to get into, the whole, okay, how can we bilk this existing audience for more money or whatever? How can we further monetize this stuff? But things like cracking down on password sharing and what have you.
They're pivoting to sell ads.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're kind of, okay, we're not acting like a tech company anymore. I broadly agree with you. We're seeing this with Hasbro and D&D at the moment.
But I also think there's an exhaustion on number of streaming services. People thought cable going away was going to be great, and now it turns out you need 14 different streaming services and if you want to watch everything, and I don't think long-term that's sustainable. There could be four, maybe three, something.
I think you're going to get streaming bundles. I almost had it as a prediction, but it's boring.
But are there that many? Because it strikes me that most people have Netflix and Amazon Prime, and then some people have Hulu. And then if you want anything else, you get it through Amazon Prime. Like we have, for example, Paramount Plus or whatever it is, and we have it through Amazon Prime. I mean, there's still like a similar issue.
Netflix
where you basically-
Prime is a big one, but no, I mean, Disney Plus, Hulu, HBO Max.
That's
Disney
a good point.
Plus, HBO, Apple.
Hulu is the one that always amazes me that they're still going. And they've actually got great content on Hulu as well.
First of all, they're
Peacock,
majority owned.
I mean, there's a bunch
Disney.
Of them.
Yeah.
45 million people are subscribers to Hulu.
Yeah,
that's higher
they're
than
the
I thought.
They're the ninth most popular streaming service in the world.
I have to say, I probably watch most of my stuff on there these days, but it varies. So I wonder whether another streaming company will acquire them. Like, what if Amazon Prime went to acquire Amazon went to acquire Netflix?
I don't think Amazon's going to. I don't think they have the appetite right now for an acquisition that large, given some of their other struggles.
Yeah, it's fair. One of those struggles being Jeremy Clarkson.
He's not there struggling anymore because they've just fired him.
Did they actually announce it yet? Because they actually did.
Oh. Okay. I thought I'd read, now that you've both said that, I thought I'd read a thing that said they weren't, that they're not renewing the stuff.
I think what you read was what I read, which was, I think it was in Variety, where there was like strong rumors that they're basically letting go of him.
It
might be that.
Has it been long enough for him to go back to BBC, or how's this work?
And I think he's lost Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as well.
I don't know. See, that's ITV, I think, rather than Amazon. But
right.
I don't know whether he's out of that as well. But that's
what a muppet.
That's what he gets for being an asshole.
Yes.
I mean,
what he gets.
What an idiot. What a fucking idiot.
It's just.
Anyway.
I mean, like, if you go, guess what? I'm 59 years old and I'm still trying to be the edgiest edgelord in the playground. This is what happens, dick.
Edgelord is the correct term. And it's like, you know, the thing
who was our Clarkson? Was it you, Bacon?
Huh?
Who was our Clarkson? We did a skit where I thought you were May.
Oh, sorry, when we did it. Yeah.
John was Clarkson. I think I was Hammond.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did a whole Top Gear spoof. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's right. It's funny. One of the things that I think was so amazing about that story is, so for people who don't know this, is Jeremy Clarkson wrote a column for The Sun, which is a horrible rag in the UK, and was just horrible towards Meghan Markle. And one of the things in that article, in that column, is that he made like this Game of Thrones reference, right? About her walking through the streets naked with someone saying shame behind them. So anyone who's watched Game of Thrones knows that that's from Game of Thrones. And when I heard about this, I thought, well, that's just a stupid thing to say. But if you're not familiar with Game of Thrones, it's a particularly stupid thing, right? Because you don't get the reference.
And having seen Game of Thrones, I didn't even think about
how the
perception if you had never heard of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like it's horrible enough as it is if you've seen Game of Thrones, but you can at least see the reference. But if you're not familiar with the reference, it's just like a horrible, horrible thing for someone to write. Anyway.
Yes, it is.
So what's the next prediction?
And rolling into the last main prediction, the rapid advances in AI will slow down in a very, very obvious way.
And how do you measure this?
Ooh, is the very, very obvious way a big loss?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, expectations right now are unbelievably high given the money that Microsoft's pouring into OpenAI, and ChatGPT just came out and is doing things. But I think the flaws in the current models will become more evident even as those models become more powerful. Hard AI problems that can be solved with like raw force and just more parameters and training, which is where we're going now, it's just not that large. And it seems like a problem that seems like it's going to, we're almost there and we're not. So I think it will be a large pullback.
Wow. I think there's at least another year of legs in mindless AI hype before the bubble bursts. So,
how are you going to measure this is my question.
So it's one of those things, I don't know if we could use like number of news stories as a proxy or... but I think it will be obvious in retrospect that like DALL-E and GPT chat were the exception, not the rule kind of thing.
One potential metric here is, which, and some of this is disclosed, is the amount of investments going into AI companies. Because if there's less investment going in, then arguably, you know, it's seen as less of a hot trend kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, paradoxically, I think there will be at least one business breakthrough using AI. Maybe in legal, or like you need a domain that's very tightly scoped and has a language almost like a programming language, and legal contracts kind of fit that model. So right. I think there will be some breakthroughs, but I think the overall hype will not accelerate.
Why do you think AI is going to become less of a thing? Like, why do you think,
I don't think it'll become less of a thing. I just think the expectations right now are hilariously high because two cool things came out back to back. And I don't think there will be a continued number of those cool things to keep that hype up.
Yeah.
So it's not going away, to be clear. It just will not be the thing everyone talks about in 2023.
Right. So just everything will level out kind of thing, yep. basically.
Right.
That's fine.
And then,
all right.
So I have three bonuses.
Ooh.
The web starts fragmenting into three distinct blocks, the Sino block, the Euro block, and the Americano block. I think there's so much regulation coming that's so distant and differentiated that having like one internet in the near future will seem like a relic of the past.
So if that happens, I think the thing that people point at as this was the harbinger will be Facebook being prevented from shipping all their data back to the US and setting up two different data centers and partitioning Facebook.
Could be. I think EU will be probably the impetus for this because there's already kind of a Sino internet that's broadly different. But because it's only one and it's China, there tends to just be like, yeah, that's just a thing that happens. Where I think there'll be three very distinct kind of blocks now. I don't want this to be clear. I just think it's given the legislation coming out of some areas, I think it's almost.
But again, how do we measure that? How do we identify that at the end of the year?
That there is something like that ruling where there are basically, in effect, two Facebooks.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some of that in the sense that every now and again, someone will send me a link and say, hey, you need to read this. And it'll be some American newspaper website. It will say, we're working really hard on making this available to readers in the EU. And you're like, no, you aren't. I believed you two days after.
Last time I was in England, something interesting happened in Buffalo and I couldn't read the Buffalo News, even as a subscriber, because I had the VPN. Yeah. So it is already happening.
So it sounds like one way of, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jeremy, but it sounds like one way in which we could evaluate this is if a major service like Facebook is geo-limiting, if that's a word, content in some meaningful way, right? Because like the Buffalo example, I can understand where they want to, like in many cases, how some of these places are funded, right? Like the BBC is a good example. Like I play it, you can't access in the US because it's funded. Yeah. As in the UK,
question then: are you suggesting, say, take Facebook as an example? Obviously, if someone in the EU and someone in the US weren't able to friend one another because they're on different Facebooks, that would qualify. But are you suggesting it has to be that big a division?
I don't know that we would get that big of a division in 1 year because the technical challenges there would be quite high.
You just take two copies of the database, it's fine, he says. Not being the sysadmin who would have to do it.
The database being a MySQL database sitting on one server somewhere on the internet.
Is that how it works?
This one will be difficult to measure, I grant. I put it as a bonus.
You two have got some real fucking fluffy predictions. You just, both of you, fluffy. All of mine, measurable.
We'll see.
I went a little bit of a different tack with his Twitter prediction. Mastodon usage will peak in the first half and drop steadily from there.
That sounds plausible.
I figured you would be Team Mastodon.
Important distinction. And we're going to do a Mastodon episode where we're going to talk about this in a lot more detail.
We should do that next one, yeah.
Yes, we should. I am absolutely Team Mastodon, but that does not necessarily mean that what I want it to be is popular with everybody. I want it to be good.
So you're Team Mastodon, but Team Realist as well.
It's more that if you just reconstruct Twitter, it'll just have all the same problems Twitter did, and then a whole bunch of other problems peculiar to Mastodon.
Fair enough. This one is very measurable. And the last one, flipping the perpetual canonical prediction. I did not predict someone will acquire a canonical. Someone or a large entity will take a large equity stake in the existing canonical.
Oh.
So it will not go public, but someone will take an equity stake, be it a hedge fund, PE, be it a public company potentially.
It's almost certainly going to be PE, I'm guessing. Actually, no, because he won't liquidate.
Are they open to that? And by when I say they, I mean he?
He? I don't know. did not ask him before making this prediction, to be clear.
It didn't occur to me that was an option. It's either all mine or all not mine.
No, I think it's going to be two.
There's probably, I'm guessing he's already got some level of private investment like some angel investors already in Canonical.
No, but I mean, this is a beefy 35, 40%, very public.
So this is like, it's either an investment firm or private equity firm or some other very large.
Correct. Yes.
Independent investor.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean, this seems like every year we've predicted someone will acquire Canonical and got it wrong. This is sort of hedging.
I had to
mix
it up. I wanted to get it in there, but in a different form. So here we go. Got to get creative.
Rather than aiming for half a point, you've gone for half of the acquisition. I see the theory. I like it.
It's viable, isn't it? Because, I mean, he's been running Canonical for a long time. It's, yep. I mean, from what I understand, they're pretty profitable now.
They claim to have made $175 million profit last year.
Right. I'd be curious what their burn rate is. Arguably, there is the viability around an investment at that point, and then it de-risks it for Mark. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Huh. Interesting.
All right, we got some solid predictions. Is that all of yours, Jeremy?
That is.
We have. We're being very grown up this year. It's good.
We are being very grown up.
On the other hand, we've been doing this for like 10 years or something now, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. And there is a faint desire to actually win, right? You know,
I believe I have shot my bolt with the Twitter thing. I was going to predict someone else buys Twitter, and I decided not.
Sousa. All right.
Jono predicts it will be the year of the Linux desktop.
Okay, so these are mine. So my first prediction is Meta will announce significant layoffs, specifically in their Metaverse division. defining significant here as over 1,000 people. I actually couldn't find any data on how many people work in that division.
How many people are in it? Yeah, that seems important.
I'm guessing they've probably got at least 2,000 or 3,000 people working in that division.
Even if they've got 25,000, 1,000 people still are sufficient.
That's a lot, yeah,
right?
And it might be less, but the idea is that it's 20 or 30% at least of their team will be laid off. My more narrower prediction here is that I think it's likely going to be in the hardware side of things. I think what they're going to do overall, and this is not the prediction, the layoffs is a prediction. I think overall what they're going to do is they're going to start ramping down the hardware side, and I think they're going to partner up with companies like HTC.
So HTC can
take on the risk.
Right. They started selling hardware in order to kickstart the whole sector. Yeah. And now what they want to do is they want to build the software that everyone uses, and building helmets is for someone else.
Yeah. Because it strikes me that the hardware side of things is just, it's way more expensive. It's way riskier. And I think what probably drove this was the fact that the Oculus Pro just is not, I'm guessing it's not selling very well. So they'd rather de-risk that onto somebody like HTC, make better gear from what I understand. And then Facebook or Meta focus on the software and the platform side.
See also Carmack as discussed in the previous show.
Exactly. So that's my first prediction.
It's interesting that we always get a Jono VR prediction. Normally it's breathless VR boosterism, and now it's Meta are going to lay off loads of stuff.
Yes, I've been burnt by the virtual flame.
You really have, actually.
So that's the first
okay,
one.
Okay, no, that's cool. Yeah.
It'll be difficult to, I mean, it's measurable, but we're obviously going to be depending on published numbers.
Yeah, but they can't lay off 1,000 people if we don't find out about it, right?
No. Yeah, yeah. I was going to get like bolder and start talking about, you know, like Zuckerberg getting booted out, but I actually don't think that's going to happen this year.
I think they've dodged that now, right?
Yeah. I think he's got at least another year of runway.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to tighten their belts. All right. Second one is that Twitter are going to launch a YouTube competitor and very specific things. So this will be baked into Twitter. It won't be a separate like tweet tube or whatever. Musk tube. Users will be able to do three things, right? One is that they'll be able to upload long form videos, which we already know is broadly coming. So that's not particularly exciting. Secondly, that they'll be able to specifically monetize their videos with ads and sell other stuff. And thirdly, is that when you go to Twitter, there will be a, you've got kind of the tweet view now, but there will be what we, a view that looks kind of like YouTube, which is, you know, populated with thumbnails and you can see videos. And then probably people will then respond in comments via tweets. But the idea is that this will be a key element of their strategy to move creators from YouTube over to Twitter. And I think what will happen, this is not part of the prediction, is that this will primarily start out with kind of citizen journalists will be doing this.
Okay. I mean, realistically, so individual people have a media view already. Yeah. You can't monetize your currently uploaded videos as far as I'm aware, and you can't upload long form, but you need really all three of them. A view which is not the videos posted by this particular person, but essentially the timeline that you get now, your home timeline, algorithmic timeline, whatever. But only videos.
Yeah. I mean,
it's got to be all of them, right?
I know I'm boxing myself into future failure.
but if you don't do that, then it's not really a YouTube competitor, is it?
Yeah, having that like actual video view is a key element here. Like,
that's
long form videos, monetization, but you will be able to go to Twitter and see things that aren't just tweets. There'll be videos. Now, that might be a bunch of tweets, all of which have got a video in it, right? You might see a bunch of tweets like that, but that's how you will, and it'll be all searchable.
So this will be launched GA 2023.
Yeah, it will be released this year.
Will it make it through the year, or will it not be available by the end of the year?
It will be launched, whether it dies in its ass by the end of the year. I actually think that this is going to be a key element of their strategy. Because, and the reason why I say this is because Instagram is clearly the place where people post visual content, right? Like, textually, it's not the key element. And part of the reason why I think Instagram has grown so much is that anybody can take a picture and share it. Whereas to write on the internet in a tweet, I think people are very self-conscious about how they write stuff. And that's one of the reasons why Instagram is so much more popular. Whereas video is the primary way in which people consume information. And given the fact that Twitter is better for staying up to date with current events, people want to see what's happening in real time, video will be how they deliver that.
And this won't be Vine reincarnated. It will be long form, 1 hour videos.
Yeah, and it may be, maybe you'll, the majority of the video will be short form videos, but it will be a video view on Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not,
there'll be no ambiguity that this is something that can compete with YouTube. This is not just better video on Twitter.
This will be interesting. I mean, it's a bold prediction. It's easily measurable because either they did it or they didn't do it.
I'd like to make a point that at this point in the journey, both predictions, very measurable, unlike the fluffy predictions that we've already been through so far.
What
I will refer to as Bob Ross predictions.
The lady, I think, doth protest too much.
All right, third main prediction. There will be at least one legal regulatory requirement put in place in the US or the EU that will restrict the use of ChatGPT. I wrote in my predictions ChatGPL. That's not what I meant. ChatGPT.
ChatGPL is just like ChatGPT, except it says, I think you meant GNU / whatever before everything.
This one seems inevitable.
It will restrict either ChatGPT and or large language models. So it could be around education or whatever, but something where ChatGPT usage is restricted. And it'll be either the US or the EU.
Okay.
But just at least one legal regulatory requirement put in place by the end of the year.
And it's some kind of real, proper, semi-sizable thing. A school bans it doesn't count, right?
No. Any kind of legal... It might be a tiny thing that's put into practice, but just some kind of...
So you're leaving yourself a bunch of wiggle room here for claiming fractions of the next
year. School is not legal, though.
Only the government can make laws. Yeah, sure, but Bedfordshire County Council bans it.
No, it will be a... No, it's not going to be... It's not going to be, you know... Bedford College implements ChatGPT restriction, okay? It's going to be a Congress or, you know, a Parliament or whatever will put in place a legal limitation on ChatGPT.
Seems
or I agree large language model.
Okay, yeah. I'm inclined to put this in just because... It requires Jono spending an hour and a half at the end of the year scouring every newspaper website he can find for some evidence that this happened.
ChatGPT.
The time when I normally do that actually is while I'm waiting for you two to connect to the Zoom session while we review our predictions.
All like, right. Oh, look. Look, you're hearing the Isle of Wight news. It's
also, okay, no, should be fair. Noted. Should be noted, very measurable. Now let's get on to...
Well, there's an awful lot of wiggle room in that one, man. An awful
There
lot.
Is, but I'll be able to point to a legal...
Oh, look, the government of Liechtenstein banned it.
That's fine. That's okay. Sealand, officially, places restriction. All right. So I have three bonus predictions.
Wow.
Because I feel brave. Okay. The first one, not massively brave. Apple will release their headset, this AR VR headset this year, which we know is probably going to happen. And this is kind of measurable. This is a little bit more spirit of. It will garner generally very positive reviews of the product from the press. So like anyone who reviews it will give it like 8 out of 10 or whatever, like those kinds of things. However, the press will en masse say this is a great product, but we're not sure if the viability of AR or VR is really needed, right? So I was going to go in with like sale. We can never get sales, but I think the press will love it, but they'll be like, do we really need this? Because AR and VR, is it really useful?
You think the bloom's gone off the rose to that extent that even Apple putting out a thing that people think is good is not going to bring it back?
Right.
I think soured on the concept.
As a general rule, I think Apple do make amazing products in different spaces. And I think they'll make an amazing product in that space, but the press will question, it's amazing. It's the best AR VR headset out there, but one, it's really expensive. And two, does anyone really need this?
Does anyone really need VR in the first place?
All right. I'll buy it.
So it's kind of measurable.
It's like Apple making a really, really good VCR.
Right. Yeah. That's a great analogy. It only takes eye cassettes.
yeah. okay. No, that's fair. And it's a bonus, which means you're excused from having predicted the same thing last year because I did that too. So we're okay.
Yeah. I've got no repeats this time around. My second prediction is that Donald Trump will drop out of the election for one of two reasons. Reason number one is that he claims some kind of persecution, that he's pushed to the side or whatever. You know, all of this bullshit, like stole the election type stuff. Or two, there will be a legal decision that will prevent him from running. So one of those two things will happen. In the next year, he will pull out of the election.
So if he drops out and it's not for one of those two reasons,
then I don't win.
Okay. Yeah, but equally...
I will grovel for points, though.
No, but equally, the actual reason he drops out doesn't matter. He's definitely going to claim it's one of those two reasons. He's not going to go, I don't really want to win, is he? Which will be the actual reason.
that's the reason why my prediction is this way. It's not going to claim out and say, yeah, you know, I'm probably not right for the job.
Yeah, and honestly, I didn't actually enjoy it that much. I'd much rather do rallies about how I wasn't allowed to do it.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think he will drop out. That seems very plausible because he didn't really want to do it. I think he will claim that he could have won, but he was prevented from doing so because that plays more into his message. So this just seems very plausible to me.
It does.
Well, and the one thing I would say is that I actually don't think the idea of him dropping out is an easy one because I made the mistake of going and taking a look at Truth Social the other day to see what he's waffling on about because obviously he's not on Twitter anymore. Just the sheer level of just like the narrative around his own worldview, it's out of control, right? He still is convinced that he's the greatest president and all the rest of it. So I think just the notion of him dropping out will be a big story in itself, but then there will be one of those two reasons why. So it wouldn't surprise me if he won't drop out, but I think he will. Because I think there's people going to say, look, dude, elections are expensive, right? And all the rest of it. So that's prediction number two. And then my final prediction is that Bing will launch with ChatGPT-like functionality. It will be powered by OpenAI, and it will see significantly increased growth and utilization. And I'm defining significantly increased as at least 30% growth in Bing.
30% over its current numbers.
Yep. Now, we might not be able to get those numbers, so this is a little bit more roughly.
So, like, sure. One additional user.
That is... Someone notified the burns unit.
That is unkind.
30% additional.
Yeah. So, because I just think that, I don't know, I think that there's going to be a new type of search. I'm already seeing in some people talking about this. Have you heard about this prompt crafting?
Prompt engineering. Yeah.
Like that's going to be arguably going to become a thing. So it wouldn't surprise me if, because of Microsoft's investment in AI, OpenAI, they're going to bake that into big.
I think search and ChatGPT are two different things that should not be conflated. And if they do, that's a terrible product idea.
So it will exactly. So I think this will be another thread to Bing. It won't be. I don't think it will. Some people think it's going to replace search, which I just don't think is going to happen. So I think this will be another element of Bing, but it will be branded under Bing.
Literally the worst possible thing for a search engine is for it to be way more confident in its answers than it should be. And that's exactly what ChatGPT is.
That's a great point.
You would hope that the engineers at Bing is not Google would recognize that, but whether they do or not, I don't know. And, you know, it's not like, Microsoft got OpenAI for free. They've got to do something with it. I think this is fair. I'd be interested to know. I don't know whether we can get numbers on this at all. Like, are there numbers for the number of Bing searches or the number of Bing MDAUs or whatever?
Well, there's the. Isn't there the. What's the.
Can you get MDAUs for a search engine? Are they M?
I mean, I haven't even thought about this in years. What was the company or the organization that tracks traffic online?
Alexa.
I wonder if they track overall Bing
searches.
Everyone
listening to this show is like, Jeremy, shut up. Yes.
I haven't thought about that Alexa in years.
Do they still exist?
They pivoted to what they do. This says Bing gets more than 1 billion visits each month and has 2.47% market share are the two numbers I can find.
So maybe we look at market share. How on earth do they get that many visits? Like, who is
loads
using...
of people in the world, man.
True. I guess it's all those pre-installed, like...
Probably.
Windows searches.
I'm assuming it's the default search engine in Edge, and there's a shed ton of people using Edge.
I'm guessing it's like anyone who buys a laptop that's got Windows on it.
Yeah.
Who's not technical and doesn't change it out to Chrome or whatever.
Which, to be clear, is almost everyone who buys a laptop still.
Yeah, so, it's true.
Yeah. So 30% over that figure is pretty big.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's my predictions. I actually think we got a good set of predictions across the three of us.
We do.
It's going to be a fucking row at the end of the year like there always is, especially with your fluffy ones, you two.
Oh.
So fluffy.
good times.
Bob Ross predictions.
Yeah, whereas, of course, the specific measurable question of why did Donald Trump pull out is not open for discussion at all, is it?
Yeah, well, we'll see. So, all right. Well, I guess that's everything. So,
yes.
People, if you have opinions about our predictions, we'd love to hear them. Go into our Bad Voltage community and share us what you think. And also let us know what your predictions are. It'd be nice to kind of read out some predictions from the community in our next show, see what they want to say as well.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And Dot Waffle, ha, you see, we did predict something to do with the Canonical acquisition. Right? <That's laughs> collective team courage. I'm quite pleased with that. So.
And are we going to... We've been talking about doing this Mastodon show for weeks. Are we going to do it for the next one?
We're doing it next time. Next
Let's
show.
Do it. Go. All right. Happy New Year, everyone. Peace
Happy
out.
Happy New Year.